102.7 Kiss FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. The government's economic plan is to be discussed when the Dáil resumes today after its summer recess. Fianna Gael, who said last night they would ask for the plan to be rejected, have said they will force a vote on the issue, although last week when the plan was published, Mr. Haughey emphasized that there would be no vote on his economic plan. A survey published today indicates that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are equal in terms of popularity among voters. The survey in the Irish Times was carried out by the newspaper and the Market Research Bureau of Ireland. It shows the parties on level terms, each with 42% of the popular support. In Belfast, the RUC are treating with reserve a phone call that the loyalist group is holding a Catholic hostage against further kidnappings. The claim was made in a call to the Belfast newsletter. And a report by the British National Council for Civil Liberties says the killing of a Derry boy, Paul Winters, by the RUC with a plastic bullet last year was an act of murder for which there was no justification. And regarding the killing of two men, Jerry English and James Brown, by a British Army Land Rover during an Easter Sunday riot last year, it says one arm of authority caused the deaths while a legal arm of the same authority treated it as a traffic offence. The council described this as a double standard. Israel's international airport at Tel Aviv was shut down for several hours because of a protest by employees of the national airline El Al. There were violent clashes between police and the demonstrators who were protesting at a government plan to dissolve the financially troubled airline. Runways were blocked with burning tires and a plane dragged across the tarmac, but foreign airlines have now resumed their flights. The EEC countries, except Denmark, have reached agreement on a common fisheries policy. The Danes have been given 10 days to accept it or take a less favorable one. They want to be allowed to catch mackerel in waters off the northwest of Ireland and the west of Scotland. At the United Nations, an Iranian move to exclude Israel from the General Assembly has been defeated. Instead, the General Assembly voted to take no action on Iran's proposal. Most of the Arab states took no part in the voting. In Los Angeles, there's to be a further attempt in court today to agree the terms under which John DeLorean can be granted bail on conspiracy charges he faces involving cocaine. Bail has been fixed at $5 million. At a meeting of foreign market ministers in Luxembourg, Britain has pressed strongly for further reductions in the import of steel from countries outside the EEC. The move is aimed at trying to protect the British Steel Corporation in the wake of last week's agreement to restrict exports. And finally, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner in Britain, Sir Kenneth Newman, has ordered a review of security at the Houses of Parliament. He wants to know how two people managed to climb up a tower near Big Ben yesterday to protest about the treatment of the jailed former gang leader, Charles Richardson. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 3 minutes past 11.
Thank you, Bobby. Kiss FM weather. By the way, Bob was in London yesterday, but it wasn't he that was climbing the Big Ben Tower. Clear or sunny spells interval. Clear or sunny intervals this morning. Occasional showers this afternoon. Rather cool. Maximum temperature 12 degrees this afternoon. Wind southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 7. And occasionally, as usual, gusty on Dublin Bay. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Goes, and nobody knows. I- a lucky fella, and I just gotta tell her.
Right, groovers and ravers, we got rid of John Clark. We've sent him into exile for the rest of the day so you can relax, and we'll have some decent music from now to 3 o'clock on Kiss FM. Okay? Good. Wonderful. Right. Just sit back and relax, all right? No, don't relax that much. Hang on. Wait a minute. Don't fall asleep. You're not listening to Addy Archie, you know?
The preponderance of such on this station. That's the Pointers and American Music. And next, we've got Linda Ronstadt.
Now is the time to rent a Philips Video 2000 from RTV Rentals. You'll get a great video to give you countless hours of viewing pleasure. But that's not all. You'll also get free membership of the Big Video 2000 library, and the first 10 films you borrow will be free. All of this costs just over £5 a week. And to complete the offer, we'll even give you back £21 in the first year.
Switch to RTV Rentals. Number one, we're there.
Nova Park Country Club Rathfarnham is now taking bookings for their fabulous Christmas cabaret. It's a fantastic night out, whether for family groups or office parties, and features Tunesmith, the remarkable three-piece band direct from sunny California. you'll enjoy a beautiful three-course dinner in the luxurious surroundings of the newly refurbished Nova Park Country Club. There's ample parking and one of the largest bars in Dublin. And each night, there's the added attraction of the Nova Disco with Andy Archer and Tony Gareth. Book now by calling 603-228. That's 603-228 for the fabulous Christmas cabaret at the Nova Park Country Club, Rathfarnham.
Your eyes. night it gets so cold. When I can't sleep again, you come to me. I hold you tight, the rain disappears. Who would believe it? With a word you dry my tears.
.7 Kiss FM. That's Linda Ronstadt. I knew she'd get there eventually if we tried hard enough. It's 20 past 11. These are the Furies.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your grave side? and rest for a while. Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that fateful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? A young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus?
to the pipes, play them flowers of the forest. They beat the drum slowly, they play the fife slowly, they sound the death march as they lower you down. Did the band